little bit of a clue as to who the guest of the Jazz Cat will be today in just about 10 seconds away from that. If you would like to get more information regarding all the interviews archived on the Jazz Cat's website, and they've been held exclusively here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the For Locals Only show, you can go to the Jazz Cat's website, and that is www.thejazzcat.net. If you haven't been there before, you're in for a treat, so check it out. There are just it's an archive full of some of your up-and-comers, but a lot of the jazz luminaries and, of course, and many of them the legends of jazz as well. And today will be an interview that, again, will signify exactly what the Jazz Cat is all about. He's certainly covers the jazz scene. If you check out the website, thejazzcat.net, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So without any further delay, let's bring on the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs. Leroy.
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's all yours.
Beautiful. Well, you know, you speak about legends in the music, and generally we think of, some of the cats that I've interviewed, you know, your Sonny Rollins, Ornette Coleman, the whole bit. But, you know, this young, brilliant brother is a legend himself, and he is really making his mark, or has made his mark, on the music. It's Roy Hargrove. Hey, Roy.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Good, good. I hear you're about to head off to Europe and do some more touring.
Yep.
Well, you know, out of all the many musicians in the world, man, in jazz, you've made yourself a household name in the music. And what do you think is in the music that audiences come to enjoy every time they come to hear you play?
They know I really mean it. And they know I love it a lot. Most people. Come to hear me play, there's a lot of variety in my set. Try to keep it, you know. I try to play something that everybody would like.
Yeah.
I don't really know, you know. That's a rough one.
Well, you know, I mean, truthfully, I can say I've probably been to the majority of your performances in the last decade or so here on the West Coast. I mean, every time you're in town. I definitely end up catching one of your shows. And you in particular attract a really diverse audience. I mean, people from all generations, genres, ethnicities, they all come out to see you play. You know, there's some kind of magic in your music that brings people together, man. What do you think it is?
All right. I have a strong belief in my spirituality, and that's what keeps me going. And I guess that's what people feel when they hear me.
You're listening to Roy Hargrove on the show Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the For Locals Only show with Gary Hamada. Did I interrupt you, man? I don't want to do that.
No, that's cool.
Well, you know, until pretty recently, your piano chair has been represented by, you know, some of the great elderly statesmen such as, you know, Larry Willis and Ronnie Matthews. What are some of the differences in the types of melodies and experience that these guys bring versus the younger burners like the Mark Careys and the Gerald Claytons?
Well, you know, I don't get into comparing musicians like that. But, you know, the older musicians, they always kind of bring together, like, a certain educational environment into the group. And the young cats, they bring that youthful exuberance. So, it's just different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of the changes in your band over the years. As I said, I've been to your show quite a lot. And many of the progressions. I mean, I was there the night that Willie Jones came in, and he sat down for Greg Hutchinson. And you've had other drummers like Eric Gravatt, now Montez Coleman's in the band. But what do you look for in the pulse of a drummer?
Man, I just have to say that, you know, first I look at how well the guy plays, but almost more importantly, I look at their attitude, because you have to live with these people on the road, and that's a very big part of how I choose all the musicians, not just the drummers, but whoever's going to play in the band. It has to be some people that I can get along with.
Yeah. Well, you guys must be getting along all right, man, because the music is wonderful. Let's talk about this new one you have. You got a brand new disc called Ear Food, and of course it's getting a lot of airplay and attention. How do you look at this project in respect to some of the other albums that you've recorded in the past?
You know, recordings to me are just documentations of periods of time. You know, this is a group that I've been working with for the past few years, and I wanted to record it, put it down. I don't know. It's a surprise to me is the success that came. I wasn't really looking for that. I was just trying to do some music that would people would like. You know what I'm saying? That's really all I've ever tried to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you touch on so many different styles. I mean, from straight ahead to Latin to hip hop. You know, you've even done an album with strings. I mean, what are some of the things that motivate you to? That guide you in these directions to do certain different projects?
Man, you know, it's like whatever kind of ensemble that I'm working with at the time, that's what I'll record.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's anything that's that's guiding me in a specific direction. I'm just, you know, basically doing what I like to do.
Well, you know, you're a pretty pivotal cat in the music because, I mean, you're kind of like a multi-genre, multi-generational, iconic figure because you bridge the music between the young and the old, I mean, the new, and of course, you're reshaping the future of the music as well. What are some of the things that we can look for? You got some ideas up your sleeve in terms of some other things you want to do in the future?
Well, there's one thing I'm working on right now. That's a 17-piece big band project that's going to come out like next year sometime.
Oh, nice. You already have cats lined up for that? Or are you thinking about it? Or?
It's already done.
It's already done?
Done.
Oh, nice, man. Well, when can we expect to hear that?
Don't know right now. I haven't mixed it.
Okay. Well, I mean, just recently, I was in Chicago. I didn't get a chance to actually talk to you, but I saw you perform at that African tribute to James Brown. You just did a fundraiser for musical instruments for a school at Union Station, and of course you're always in Los Angeles playing at Catalina's, man. All of the cruises love you, all of the festivals love you, and especially, you know, right here where this show is broadcasting in Monterey, the Monterey Jazz Festival seems to love you too, man.
Well, I haven't been there in a while. I wonder why.
Well, you haven't been there in a while, man, but I always hear people.
I used to come there every single year. I haven't been there in a minute.
I remember that, man. We got.
Gee, wonder what the problem is.
It shouldn't be a problem. Maybe your schedule's too busy.
No, that ain't it.
Well, you know, I Well, listen, man, I never really told you this, but, you know, I didn't grow up with jazz music. You know, basically, I listened to a lot of, you know, the contemporary R&B stuff when I was younger, but it was pretty much you and Terrence that kind of brought me into the light, man, and pointed me into the music the right direction, and I'm sure you do that with so many other people, man. So just want to say thank you, man, and I know you're changing some lives with the music.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. I love it so much. That's all I could do, you know.
Yeah, well, we love it.
I don't really have the choice.
No, that's right. There's no choice when it comes to jazz music.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking a minute to stop in with us, man. We appreciate it.
All right, now.
You got it. That's Roy Hargrove right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the Four Locals Only show, Mr. Gary Hamada. Thanks, Roy.
All right. Later.
Take care.